I have a studio full of people, not just the band, but groupies. There we go. Sorry, brain fart. Can I call you that? Or are you guys going to beat me up? Or no? Oh, yeah, ladies. I have Obscure Throne in the studio with me. I got one of the Tylers, the drummer, staring at me a little, look a little scared.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm just got this big microphone on my face and things are going great.
Okay, good, good. Okay, before I jump into questions, let's meet the band. Who we got here?
I'm Justin Dunlap. I'm 22 and I was born and raised here in Twin Falls, Idaho. Okay. Ever since I was a little kid and they put me to sleep to classic rock instead of Beethoven. That's kind of where I went towards was the whole metal scene. And
that's cool. So all those people listening out there, the Beethoven for your baby, don't do it.
Don't do
it. Listen to the snake.
Metal music.
My name's Josh Young. I'm 27 years old. I'm pretty much from Idaho. I lived all over Idaho. Okay. I don't have a set spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long have you been playing the guitar?
Long time, like 16 years. Okay. Well, yeah, most of my life.
What do you play exactly?
I play, I just bought a brand new Dean, actually. It's okay. Called Deceiver Death Machine. It's a pretty wicked guitar.
It's okay.
Got a pretty badass paint job on it and stuff.
Sweet. But, okay. So like a guitar like is it. Almost like a Harley. Like
yeah, it's like my hot rod, yeah.
Okay,
it's,
I get that. Okay, I've got the new singer, Tylor. Yeah. AKA. So how old are you?
My name is Tyler Hall. I'm 19 years old. I pretty much lived here in Idaho my whole life.
Cool. I feel old. Okay, so have you always been a singer? Or you've always sang?
Not really. I've always just played instruments, playing guitar a lot.
Okay.
Stuff, but,
so is this first time you're singing with Obscure Throne?
Yeah, it is. This is the first time I'm singing with a full-time band.
Okay.
But I've sang on the side here and there all the time.
So you like it? I mean,
yeah, I do. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, usually the singer comes in here and it's like, get out of my way. I'm the singer. I'm going to be the one talking. So it's interesting. You're going to have to learn how to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just giving you crap. But.
My name is Roberto, and I play the bass for Obscure Throne.
And this is the drummer, Tyler, one of the Tylers.
I'm 25 years old from Kimberly, Idaho.
Are you always been around here?
Well, most of the time. I'm originally from Nevada.
Nice. Okay. And you say it the right way, Nevada.
Yeah.
I say it the right way. I'm learning. I'm saying it the right way. Okay. So, and you're the drummer, correct?
Yes.
How long have you been doing this whole drumming thing?
I've been doing it for a good solid 10 years, I'd say, solidly.
Wow. Okay. So have you always liked harder music?
No, I listen to a lot of country music. I love country, but the problem is country drummers are really slow, and I like to take what I like to do and take it to the full potential, and metal music is definitely full potential for drummers.
Yeah, I would say so, and especially in this song, we're going to hear some of that. Where was this song recorded?
This was recorded at Session One Audio in Boise, Idaho.
Was that a good experience for people listening?
Yeah, it's tough in a recording studio. Tensions get high, but, you know, the ending product is always worth it.
You're not the only one. Your competitor, Paul Castronova, he recorded. It may have been the same place. He said it was in Boise, and he said it was frustrating just having to do it over and over and over again, getting it right. And
stuff. When you're playing as fast as we are and you have to do a song 17 times, it sucks pretty bad.
Wow. So you burned a lot of calories.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm a chick, so that's pretty cool. Okay, so the album itself is called Demon in the Basement. Can you explain kind of what this is about?
The Demon in the Basement?
Okay.
Deal with it. Okay. Well, the Demon in the Basement, it all started like... I got some crazy stuff that happens in my house, and I got this door downstairs, and we were thinking of an album name, and we're going for days and days, like, what could we call this? Okay. All of a sudden, we're like, what about Demon in the Basement? We can get a picture of the door downstairs and just call it Demon in the Basement, and that's how we came about that.
It is a pretty creepy-looking door when you go down there. Is there anything weird that happens down there? I mean,
oh, yeah, there's a lot of noises, and it's enough to make me not want to go down there. And for some reason, all the photographers want to take pictures of us down there all the time. So,
that's creepy, man. I'm not into that stuff, scares me a little bit. Okay, so the song we're going to hear, it's called History of War. Can you talk about what that's about?
Well, History of War started, we started without a singer for the longest time. We even went and played shows without a singer. That's how dedicated we were at the time to pursue this dream. And we were all sitting in the jam room, and I just started this beat with a little tiny cymbal that I call Dinger. And everybody loves Dinger, and you'll hear it at the beginning of the song. The ding, 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 ding. It'll crack everybody up. But we started the beat, and it had a pretty punchy riff to it, you know, and we've had the song for, I don't know, Josh, what do you think, probably 2 years now. Basically what Josh said is a buddy of ours, Casey, said it sounded like gunshots going off, so we thought of the cool theme of history of war. And then we got this singer, which I need to say right now, he's replaced now by Tyler. He's a pretty good singer, but anyways.
Two Tylers.
Yeah.
I'm confused. No, it's all good.
So the singer you hear on the CD is not our singer anymore.
Okay.
But he wrote some lyrics up to it, you know, about war and put it together the best he could to our music. And cool. That's what we turned out with.
And now for the lightning round. What's your favorite color?
Blue, black's a shade. I'd have to say blue.
Okay. That was an awesome answer. Dog or cat?
Dog, definitely.
Dog man, okay. He does a little country, so I get that. Okay, blonde, brunette, or ginger?
Brunette, definitely.
Okay. I like throwing in the ginger. No one ever expects it. If you were to headline a show, it can be anywhere in the world. It can be fake. You just got to, you know, give me some sort of description if you're into like sci-fi nerd like I am. Where would it be, and who would open for you?
Oh, that's pretty hard to say because I have a lot of respect for a lot of the bands touring right now. But I'd have to say I'd want to play somewhere overseas because they cram pack like 75,000 people into one concert.
Okay.
And I definitely wouldn't want to open for these guys or to mainline for these guys, but I definitely would love to open for like Five Finger Death Punch or Cannibal Corpse or something like that, you know?
Are you guys playing anywhere?
Yeah, we're playing the 28th of this month, so the 28th of July. From 4 to 5 p.m. at the Heyburn Music Festival.
Where can people find out more about Obscure Throne?
Facebook. Just look up Obscure Throne. Take you right to it.
All right. We'll link all this stuff online at eat3thesnake.com. You can stalk Obscure Throne, but let's hear the song.
Hey, this is Obscure Throne, and you're about to get your heads exploded by History of War. So go ahead and vote for your five redneck metalheads, Obscure Throne, on repeat it or delete it.